Hello and welcome to A Word or the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is January 9th, 2026, Friday after Epiphany. Our gospel today comes from Luke, where he writes, "It happened that there was a man full of leprosy in one of the towns where Jesus was. And when he saw Jesus, he fell prostrate, pleaded with him, and said, 'Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean.'" Even though we have passed the feast of Epiphany, the church still lingers in the warmth of Christmas. The Word made flesh continues to walk among us in the weekday Gospels, making visible the mercy that has entered the world. Today's Gospel presents Jesus not in royal majesty, but in compassionate nearness, a Lord whose glory shines most brightly in his willingness to touch the untouchable. Christmas is not merely the memory of Bethlehem, it is the ongoing revelation that God enters our wounded places. And today, a man, full of leprosy, dares to draw near. Luke's description is striking. A man full of leprosy. Not early stage, not partial, full. Entirely consumed, marked in every way by disfigurement and isolation. To approach Jesus cost him everything. By law, he was meant to stay distant. In custom, he was meant to be silent. By social expectation, he was meant to accept unending separation. But suffering has a way of clarifying the soul. Sometimes you reach a point where you no longer fear the consequences. You simply need God. This man does not hide his condition. He does not downplay it. He doesn't pretend. He comes as he is, in the fullness of his need. What a model for prayer. So many of us approach God half honestly. Lord, take this piece from me, but don't ask about the rest. Or, Lord, heal what is hurting, but ignore what is sinful. This leper stands as a quiet rebuke. He touches Jesus and approaches Jesus with the whole truth of his condition. No masks, no strategies, no bargains. The first movement of healing is truth. Lord, if you wish, a prayer of holy surrender. There is something astonishing about the words he chooses. Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Notice that he does not doubt Jesus' power. He says, "You can." And he does not demand Jesus' action. He says, "If you wish." This is the purest form of faith, confident humility. It is not superstition. Maybe it will work. It is not entitlement. You owe me this. It is not desperation detached from trust. It is a posture of reverent surrender, the faith that believes in God's power and trusts God's wisdom and rests in God's will. This is the prayer of the saints. Lord, you can. Lord, you see more than I do. Lord, your will is good, even when I don't understand it. What a gift to pray with such clarity. Luke reminds us that Jesus does not merely speak a word from afar. He stretches out his hand. He touches the man whose disease demanded isolation. This is the gospel in miniature. God draws near to what the world avoids. God touches what sin and fear have rendered untouchable. God enters the places we are convinced must remain hidden. Jesus' gesture reveals the very heart of the incarnation. God does not save us from a distance. God saves us by entering our contamination and transforming it into communion. In that moment, the man's entire identity changes from unclean to made clean, from outcast to restored brother, from hidden shame to public witness. This is what Jesus continues to do in the sacraments, especially confession and Eucharist. He touches our wounds and he calls us clean. Each of us carries something like leprosy, not the physical disease, but perhaps an old shame we avoid confronting, a habit we struggle to break, a fear that isolates us, a wound that distances us from others, a hidden sin we feel too ashamed to confess. Today, the gospel invites us to pray with the leper's courage, Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Not, Lord, help me manage this. Not, Lord, keep this part of me hidden. But, Lord, I bring you the truth of my condition. Do in me whatever your loving will desires. This prayer changes everything. It turns vulnerability into trust. It turns fear into faith. It opens the door to healing we have longed for but resisted. Even after the Magi have returned to their homeland, the Epiphany continues. Every healing in the gospel is a manifestation, a showing forth of who Jesus truly is. Jesus is the God who sees, the God who comes near, the God whose will is mercy, the God who desires restoration, not punishment, the God whose glory is compassion. Today's gospel is an epiphany, not of starlight, but of healing light. The same Jesus who touched the leper stretches out his hand towards us right now. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I come before you as I truly am, not as I pretend to be. If you wish, you can make me clean. Touch the places where I am afraid, ashamed, wounded, or unwell. Stretch out your hand and restore me to life, to communion, and to joy. I trust your will, because your will is love. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others and to include your prayer petition in the blanks below on this page so that we can all join in prayer for one another. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.